Steve, we're so good to have you here. Man, there's a lot going on with the economy, as you know. You see the price of everything go up. Anybody that goes to the store, they can tell us how great it is. Doesn't feel that way. They're supposed to lower interest rates. Haven't seen that six times, they said, in 2024. Hasn't happened once. Plus, the price of gold has shot up in recent weeks. Join me now, Philip Patrick, a precious metals specialist at Birch Gold, to kind of sort some of this stuff out. Philip, good to see you again.
Good to see you as always, Steve.
All right, so Friday, I missed this, and I think a lot of people missed this. The FDIC comes in, announces very quietly the first bank failure of 2024. Some people now saying this could be the beginning of a cascade. What about Republican First Bank Corp? What can you tell us about it, and why did it collapse?
Yeah, it's the first this year, as you say, and potentially many more to come. Philadelphia-based First Republic Bank, they had 32 branches, about $4 billion in total deposits, of which a little over half, around 52%, were uninsured. Now, the FDIC have arranged a takeover by another Pennsylvania-based bank, and they kicked $667 million from its deposit insurance fund, essentially to bail them out. And it looks like even the uninsured depositors at this point will be made whole. Now, Republic First has been in trouble for quite a while. I have no doubt it was on the FDIC's secret list of 52 problem banks. And here's why. We've got the combination of rising interest rates and falling commercial real estate values, especially for office buildings really struggling post-COVID. And what's happened is it's heightened the risk for the entire banking system. Outstanding loans backed by properties that have lost value make them very challenging to refinance. And banks have been counting, and you mentioned this before, on an interest rate reduction from the Fed this year, because they're still sitting on about $500 trillion of unrealized losses. But, you know, lowering interest rates would help them, but it seems very unlikely. The latest inflation reports make it look like we're going to have higher interest rates for longer, which I think virtually ensures we're going to see more bank failures this year.
So, yeah. Core inflation, 3.8%. Core inflation is just stubbornly at 3.8%. It's not moving. We see the GDP here released last week as well, Philip, 1.6%. We're in a stagflation situation. This is not a healthy economy. Joe Biden and everybody can tell us how great everything is, and you really don't understand how good everything is. People do understand, don't they?
Well, people absolutely do. When you know, I speak to people every single day, when I mention the government says inflation's at 3.8%, I get a chuckle every single time. People know that their reality is not what this administration put forward. But it's been a consistent theme under the administration. Cumulative inflation under Biden has been around 19%, averaging 6% a year. And it's the essentials that are really surging. Food, housing, all up an average of 30%, including energy. And in comparison, wages have risen about half as much. Meanwhile, we're being told by the administration inflation is lower. Well, it might be, but all that means is prices are still rising, just a little bit more slowly.
Exactly.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
You Americans don't fall for it.
And here's the solution I keep seeing pop across my you know, computer is $1.9 trillion tax increase. $1.9 trillion tax increase because they want to continue to spend money, continue to print money, which drives inflation because only one thing creates inflation, Philip, and that is the government. You don't cause it. I don't cause it. The government causes inflation, and they seem to be proud of it. They're going to cut interest rates six times in 24. Now it looks like they might raise interest rates. That's how out of control everything is.
It absolutely is. They don't know which direction they're going. Remember, we were told for a long time that inflation was transitory. Here we are 4 years later, still dealing with the same problem, inflation rising again. We have a government that is insistent on wasteful spending, running massive deficits when they know what the result will be. Inflation is clearly not a priority for them. All they seem to care about at this point is re-election, and that's not looking too good,
No, that doesn't look too good. So I guess I'm sitting here looking at the gold price today. It's still right around 2,300. It went to an all-time high just over 24, but it seems to have settled into this bracket, if you will. You're the expert. I'm not. Tell me what gold makes such a good investment right now. Why?
Look at the climate. It is insurance against the Biden economy. Things like inflation, things like currency devaluation, things like recessions, all of the things that we have on our horizon and are dealing with currently, they are very negative drivers for people sitting in cash, holding traditional assets, but they drive safe haven commodities like gold and silver up. That's why we're seeing, you know, nominally all-time highs in gold. We're seeing silver surging this year as well on the back of unprecedented demand, inflation, and devaluation. So this is the climate for precious metals. It's exactly why central banks over the last couple of years have been buying more gold than any other years in history. So what applies to them? I've said it many times. It applies to us. It's about protecting ourselves against the disastrous policies of this administration.
Absolutely true, yeah. And what could happen is the dollar is no longer the reserve currency of the world where it's been for a century. That would be another disaster, wouldn't it?
That's my biggest concern. Of all of these problems, we've gotten through periods of stagflation. We saw it from the 70s and 80s. It took some strong leadership and we broke through. You lose a grip on global reserve, and I feel that we are. I think it's going to be longer.
Free fall. Yeah, you go into free fall. You know what? Here's what I want folks to do. If you're paying attention right now to everything we're talking about here, it's important. Text Gruber to 989898. Find out where your options are. Find out why those governments are buying gold, why maybe you should have gold to diversify your portfolio, protect yourself against inflation and bad government policies, as Philip says. Text Gruber to 989898. And find some alternatives to what we're dealing with. Philip, always appreciate you being here, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
There you have it. Again, Gruber, to 989898. Find out what your options are. It's free every single time. This is The Steve Gruber Show. When it comes to investing, I'm always wondering, am I doing the right thing? And that's why I say you should always get a second opinion. This is Steve Gruber, and one of the people I ask about where to put my money is Nick Hopwood of Peak Wealth Management in Plymouth, Michigan. You see, Nick has over 25 years of investing experience and nearly $300 million under management. Plus, Nick and his team at Peak Wealth are fiduciaries, which means they invest in your best interest, not their own. Many advisors in the industry don't do any planning at all. As certified financial planners, the Peak Wealth team creates comprehensive, holistic financial plans based on your goals and what's important to you. Reach out to Peak Wealth for a second opinion today on your investments, fees, and to make sure you won't run out of money in retirement. By working with Nick, you can retire with peak confidence. Get your second opinion at peakwm.com/Gruber. That's peakwm.com/Gruber. Peak Wealth.